This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 469 for Monday, July 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market is making a big jump to start the week, fueled by rising prices in the Chicago soy complex. Chicago soy oil is higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, crude oil is down. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Friday's close. The Bank of Canada will announce whether it will raise its key interest rate on Wednesday. The November canola contract was up $19.60 per ton at $782. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in positive territory, largely due to dry weather across the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly supply-demand estimates on Wednesday. The average trade estimate for U.S. corn production is 15.23 billion bushels, slightly down from the 15.27 billion in the June report. The average yield estimate was cut by 4.9 bushels per acre to 176.6. U.S. ending stocks are projected at 1.42 billion bushels for old crop and 2.26 billion for new crop. The average trade estimates for world ending stocks are 298.13 million tons for old crop and 314.33 million for new crop. The commitment of traders report from the Commodities Futures Trading Commission reported a net position of 18,209 contracts net short for the week ended July 3rd. Brazil's corn harvest was reported at 27% complete, compared to 41% at this time last year. The September corn contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.94. U.S. soybean production was estimated by the trade at 4.25 billion bushels, down 260 million from the June report. The average yield estimate from the trade is 51.4 bushels per acre, down from 52 last month. U.S. ending stocks were projected by the trade on average at 232 million bushels for old crop and 199 million for new crop. World ending stocks were projected at 101.02 million tons for old crop and 121 million for new crop. As of July 3rd, spec traders were 89,142 contracts net long for soybeans. Managed money was 52,821 contracts net long for soy meal, while spec traders were 42,000 net long for soy oil. The August soybean contract is 28 U.S. cents per bushel higher at $14.56, while the November contract is 26 U.S. cents per bushel higher at $13.43. The trade expects a slight increase in U.S. wheat production on average 18 million bushels to 1.683 billion. Winter wheat production is expected to go up 10 million bushels to 1.146 billion. U.S. ending stocks are estimated to be 569 million bushels on average for new crop, while world ending stocks are projected at 266.38 million tons for old crop and 269.49 million for new crop. Chicago wheat was 54,000 contracts net short. Kansas City hard red wheat was 33,555 net long, and Minneapolis spring wheat was nearly 2,000 net long. Russia has no plans to meet with interested parties to extend the Black Sea Grain Initiative, set to expire next week. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.27. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.64. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.